Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, Dave McRedmond is chief executive of On Post. He's also a judge in the inaugural News Talk Changemaker Business Awards in association with FBD. But before we talk about the awards, David, can I get your take on tariffs and the impact it's likely to have for us?
Yeah, tariffs, you know, now in On Post, we're really a trading company. E-commerce is our business. So we see this very closely. Tariffs always have an impact. They're not as new as people think. They're particularly severe in this case with President Trump. But the real issue is actually the friction it causes in world trade. People now are ordering, consumers are ordering goods from anywhere from around the world and expecting them to be delivered within days and without any fuss. And that's the job that we have and Post has, it's the job Amazon has, the job anybody has is to provide that. So it puts a burden on us in terms of having to have the expertise, particularly around customs, which is incredibly tricky. Who's responsible for collecting the tariffs? How do you manage that? How do you change the systems? How does a small supplier in a province in India understand what the tariffs are going to be? So tariffs aren't good news for trade. I think of my old friend Peter Sutherland, who started the global agreement on trade and tariffs. He must be turning his grave at seeing what's happening. You know, the whole move towards globalization was to allow for trade to be spread throughout the world. So, it's not good news. Having said that, we'll get through it. We'll manage our way through it. I think for Ireland, I think for the Irish economy, you know, we shouldn't get thrown off by it. The economy's in good shape. And I think we should get on with where we can control things around our infrastructure, around our investment. No better time to be sorting out our infrastructure than now.
Okay. Now, on to, well, I suppose, change. And the Changemaker Business Awards, the News Talk Changemaker Business Awards in association with FBD. You're a judge. Tell us about the awards. Who are they aimed at? What
sure.
are they trying to do?
Well, I think the awards are aimed at perhaps people who don't always get the awards. You know, the nature of awards, nature of business, the nature of entertainment is there's always stars, there's always the key big companies that stand out, whereas actually 90% of business is from medium-sized companies or from smaller-sized companies, and they need to be recognised. And I think these awards are very much aimed at them. It's not just them, but very much aimed at them. I think the other aspect I'd say to it is it's perhaps the people who really make the difference in a company, and that's very rarely at the top. You know, I'm a beneficiary in On Post. People tell me I've done a great job, and I ask them what's it about. And it's something I've never heard of usually, you know. So it's rarely me who's doing it. It's people way further down the organization. A new grad could come in and could come up with a great idea around circular economy or sustainable packaging or something like that. And they're the ones who I'd love to see get recognised in these awards.
And who prompts that recognition? Who is the person who makes the application?
Oh, the application can be made by anyone. But really, I would say chief executives, this is a great opportunity to motivate your staff, to motivate your stars. There's nothing, I mean, I love seeing when somebody in On Post or when I was chairman of AIR or wherever, I love seeing somebody who's like a marketing head for a subsidiary get an award and it's the first award they've got in their career, and it can be very motivational. But it also recognises the whole purpose of business is to provide a service. It's to make profits. We make profits, and I'm very keen on the profit dimension in these awards too. But it's ultimately it's about providing a service and looking for those moments of truth with a customer. When did a company do something that really transformed something for customers? I think for ourselves and On Post, when we decided, oh, we'll give every home in COVID, we'll give every home free postcards to send to people, to send to each other. An initiative that's relatively easy for us to do, but it can have a big impact. So initiatives that can have a big impact that come from a smart idea, that's really what I'd love to see.
Okay. And is it all of these organizations, is it all businesses that you're targeting? If I'm head of an organization that's not a business, can I still?
You can, absolutely. If it's got an impact on customers, you know, on consumers, or you know, then yes. But essentially, it is largely focused on businesses. You know, the best ideas are ideas that do something brilliant for customers, but also make money for a company, because a company has to make money. So they tend to be the best ideas.
Okay. And do I still have time to apply?
You've got this week.
Okay.
And it's a very simple application. Go onto the News Talk website and you can get the application in 30 seconds and do it, because we've had over 100 so far for the categories. You've people like Professor Luke O'Neill, you've your own News Talk's Jess Kelly, you know, people like that sharing the awards. I should give a shout out to the sponsor, FBD. You know, we want these awards to become really the most exciting awards that are there for business, where people go, great, I got this award early in my career and it really spurned me on to better things.
Okay, so you've still got time to recognise the change makers in your organisation over the next couple of days. David McRedman, Chief Executive of Unpost and Chair of the News Talk Changemaker Awards. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.